Proclamation number 6426 of 15th of December, 1955. Work of the Spirit. Vineyard work. This is the strength of the Spirit which impels you into uninterrupted activity in a spiritual sense. What stimulates you humans to do spiritual work, to cultivate spiritual thoughts or to acquire spiritual knowledge is always the working of my Spirit in you, which is only ever concerned to bring your soul closer to the true home, to push you towards me, from whom you once took your origin. And my Spirit in you truly has great strength as soon as you allow it to work through your will, through the way of life and love. Whether the world then also makes its demands on you again, whether it tries to force itself into your thoughts, you will not pay more attention to it than is necessary, yet you will always return with your thoughts to where your soul finds what it is looking for, because my Spirit constantly urges, because I myself constantly draw you who have surrendered to me. This is why it is never to be feared that the world will gain power over you once my Spirit has been able to work in you. Then the soul will have become acquainted with something more valuable to it and the world will begin to fade away completely. It can no longer exert any attraction on the soul, even though it is still in the midst of the world. But then the human being is also suitable for work in my vineyard because he recognized what his task on earth is and also wants to lead his fellow human beings to recognize it. And then he will also be a faithful servant, for then my Spirit will also take over the guidance in him and he will only willingly carry out what the Spirit prompts him to do. And his work will be successful. He will now be earthly and spiritually active as long as he still wears the earthly garment, yet he is also able to do so because he will always find support in the kingdom of light which will help him where he himself as a human being believes himself to be too weak. He can do the work because I don't deprive him of strength but increase it, yet always unobtrusively, because this is more beneficial for himself and his environment. However, the work for me and my kingdom must come first. Seek first my kingdom and its righteousness, all else will fall to you. My will shall first be fulfilled before other demands are listened to. For these I can favor for you accordingly. As soon as you let the work for me and my kingdom be your first concern, you will never come to harm but reap the greatest blessings spiritually and earthly. And you will always be able to cope with them, for the strength of my Spirit fills you and also enables you to carry out all your intentions. From an earthly point of view, however, you carry out useless activity and you have to accept this opinion of your fellow human beings, for they don't know the value of spiritual work, they only value what brings them earthly benefit. They cannot and will not believe that one day they will be in great need when the time of appearance is over and the world of real existence will reveal their poverty of spiritual goods. You humans can only acquire spiritual goods by surrendering earthly goods, by giving up the world. Only then can you collect treasures which are imperishable, which follow you into eternity, which make up your wealth in the spiritual kingdom, in your true home, where you can work with them again and constantly increase your wealth. Let the Spirit become active in you. Be of the will to acquire the kingdom which is not of this world, and get in touch with the Lord of this world. And my spirit will fill every heart which opens itself to me by living in love. Because then I myself can work in it through my spirit. Amen.